AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare's CEO has been charged with murder as an act of terrorism. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg.
This was a frightening, well-planned, targeted murder that was intended to cause shock and attention and intimidation.
Luigi Mangione has two court hearings scheduled for Thursday in Pennsylvania, including an extradition hearing. In Wisconsin, investigators trying to figure out why a 15-year-old student shot and killed a teacher and another student at Abundant Life Christian School.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said they're looking into the shooter's online activity, but they still don't have her motives.
It appears that the motive was a combination of factors.
Bullying is also being looked into.
We're talking to students to understand whether bullying was one of those multiple factors.
Barnes also said no one was specifically targeted.
Everyone was put in equal danger.
News conference audio is courtesy of WKOW. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President-elect Trump's lawyers are alleging juror misconduct in his hush money trial, their latest effort to get his conviction thrown out. And Trump's suing the Des Moines Register. Ed Donahue explains.
The paper published a survey the weekend before Election Day that showed Kamala Harris had a 3-point lead in Iowa.
In my opinion, it was fraud and it was election interference.
Trump talked about filing the lawsuit during his press conference at his Mar-a-Lago resort. He won in Iowa by 13 points.
Farmers love me and I love the farmers.
The lawsuit cites Iowa's consumer fraud law and doesn't ask for specific monetary damages, but rather wants a trial jury to award triple the amount of what it determines actual damages to be. The owner of the Register, Gannett, called the lawsuit meritless and said it would vigorously defend its First Amendment rights. I'm Ed Donahue.
Retail sales were up in November, 0.7%. This is AP News. The study's raising new questions for structures built along Florida's coast. Lisa Dwyer has the findings.
Almost three dozen high-rise condos and luxury hotels along the beach in South Florida are sinking or settling in unexpected ways, in some cases because of nearby construction. That's according to a new study by scientists at the University of Miami. It's not uncommon for buildings to sink a little during and soon after construction, but some of the changes took place several years after construction. Limestone under the beaches is interspersed with layers of sand, which can shift under the weight of high-rises and as a result of vibrations from foundation construction. A separate study earlier this year showed buildings in major cities along the Atlantic coast were also sinking and by more than the rate of seawater rise. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.